Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. And today I want to talk to you about rates. So you can call this a what do I charge episode. And what I mean by that is I see on social media, I see people reach out to me and they want to know what they should charge for their services. So a couple things I want to start with. First of all, there is no one size fits all formula for what you should charge. Okay, everybody has what I would call their own baseline rate. And that's why you should never listen to anybody who wants to tell you what to charge for your services. They don't know what your baseline rate is. They don't know your skills or experience. So don't listen to those so-called experts telling you to charge $25 or $35 an hour when you're getting started or if you don't know what to charge. Because if I'd have listened to that, I'd have been out of business quickly because $25 wasn't enough, $35 wasn't enough. I needed to make $50 an hour in order to leave my soul-sucking job and start my journey as a VA. So two key things here. It's not one size fits all. Everybody has their own baseline rate. And please don't listen to anyone who's trying to tell you what you should charge. Now, getting a range of what you should charge is one thing. But telling you to slap a price on something without knowing anything about you or your business is plain wrong. And it's bad advice. So let's talk about what rates are based on. First off, the most important thing is your baseline rate. Your baseline rate is the minimum rate you can charge to keep your lights on. This is the minimum you can charge to pay your bills. Now, most of us don't want to charge your baseline rate because most of us want to have some cushion in what we're earning. But you have to know what your baseline rate is. And it really is a number of factors to help you figure out what your baseline rate is. Like, what are your expenses? How much money do you need to make? How much money do you want to make? All of that kind of stuff. Now, I'll talk more about how to find your baseline rate here in just a minute, but the other factors that your rates are based on are your skills, expertise, services, whatever word you want to use there, and your years of experience. Obviously, if you're brand new, you can't charge as somebody as much who is seasoned in said expertise or experience. So the most important thing is to figure out what your baseline rate is first. And I've actually included a link in the description here to an entire video series I did on YouTube that talks about finding your baseline rate. It also includes a link to what I call my rate calculation sheet, which is what I use in the videos to help you find out what your baseline rate is. So I highly recommend if you don't know what yours are, take a minute to watch that because it's really going to walk you through that. And it gives you the spreadsheet to help you understand how everything works. And a side note, you know, don't be scared by the number you come up with. That's the number that you need to, that's the number you need to charge. That's the minimum number you need to charge. You can't make $50 an hour as an admin. Or if you can, you're lucky. But most people aren't going to pay $50 an hour for an admin. If you need to make more, you need to look at your skills and expertise. You need to look at the services that you're offering and maybe, you know, up-level your professional knowledge to be able to charge more for that. The other thing I want to say is don't ask on social media how much you should charge for the same reason I just mentioned. It's okay to ask for a range. So you can say between, you know, 45 and 75. But everybody has that different baseline rate that they need to charge. But asking for a range is certainly appropriate. But please do your homework to figure out what your rate needs to be. Also, you'll need to understand the difference between your hourly rate and packages. Those are really two different things. You should really be being paid for your expertise, not your time. So you really want to get away from charging hourly and working on retainers to moving to service packages. You still need to know what your baseline rate is in order to create packages and price them accordingly. That number is key to everything that you do. You must know what that bottom baseline rate number is, and that's hourly. Now you can take that number and do with it what you please for your retainers or your packages or your projects. A couple other things about pricing is pricing is what attracts your clients. So there are different, if you will, levels of pricing. There's economy. So I use the analogy of cars, right? There's the economy cars, middle of the lane cars, and then luxury cars, and they each have a different price point. They each attract a different set of buyers for those different types of cars. It's the same thing for your business. You can charge economy pricing, you can charge middle of the road, or you can charge premium or luxury pricing. It's all up to you, but you still need to realize that your pricing attracts your clients. Right? So keep that in mind when you're looking at your baseline, right? And then actually figuring out what to charge. Now, one of the questions I get is, should I just use my baseline rate? I would say no. I would say that's the minimum. I would definitely add, 10 to 15% to that, so you have some cushion there. That's just an average. You can add whatever you need, but your minimum is that baseline rate. I really recommend that you charge more than that, but that at least gives you a starting point. Also, don't negotiate or haggle with yourself over your pricing. Don't worry if people can afford your pricing. Don't worry, or one of the best things I've heard is don't shop with other people's wallets. Don't worry about that. If they can't afford you, then you're not your ideal client. Remember how I said pricing attracts your clients? And if you can't find clients for what you're charging, then you're just simply looking in the wrong place. You need to look at a different place to, get in front of the right audience who can pay your rates. Don't lower your prices to get clients. That sets expectation, and that shows that you don't value your expertise or your worth. There will be people who ask you to lower your rates, but are they also asking you to lower the value of what you provide? I mean, the two goes hand in hand. So don't lower your rates. Don't haggle or negotiate with yourself or with clients. Your rate is your rate is your rate. You have to believe in yourself, and you have to have that self-worth to stand behind it. If you don't, then you need to do some money mindset work to figure out why you don't feel worthy of charging the prices that you know that your work should get, that you have that quality, valuable work that really make a difference in your client's life. One more thing, a lot of people ask, well, what are the skills that pay the most, right? Where can I make the most money in this industry as a virtual assistant, a freelancer, a copywriter, a designer, whatever it might be? And that's anything under the digital marketing umbrella. Okay, so that's websites. So that would be website design, website creation, website maintenance or management. It would be social media. That would be copywriting. That would be email marketing, that would be sales funnels, that would be content creation and content marketing. All of those things are going to fall under the digital marketing umbrella. These are great skills for you to embrace for your own business, because this is really set you up for long-term success. And if you're having problems finding clients, you really need to look at embracing digital marketing, because that is going to make a huge difference in your life, in your business. But it's also something that you can learn and offer as a service, which is going to allow you to charge those premium rates, because those are the skill sets that people really, really need. And it's also the difference between being an assistant and a consultant. If you want to charge those higher consultancy rates, you're going to need to be in the digital marketing space. And that's both the strategic side of it, but also the technology side of it. Anyway, so just wanted to talk to you about this really quick. Remember, nobody can tell you what to charge. Only you know. You have to do the work to find out what your baseline rate is and start there. And your rates are going to be based on not just your baseline rate, but your experience, your skills, and expertise as well. Do the work that you need to figure out what those numbers are for yourself. I've given you some resources, that YouTube video series on how to set your rates. It's also got the spreadsheet that I'm actually using in the videos for you to use for yourself. You can download that. But remember, the goal here is for you to charge what you're worth, the value of what you bring to your client's business, and not for you to haggle or negotiate with yourself. And remember, pricing attracts your clients. If you want to charge those premium rates like a consultant, then you really may have to upgrade your skills if they're not to where you need to be. So hopefully you found this helpful. I'd love to hear from you if you have any questions or comments. And if you enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to subscribe, as they come out every week and they are all things virtual assistant. So thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next week.